without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Love Life Legacy Podcast. Love Life Legacy Podcast. Love Life Legacy Podcast. It's a podcast. It's a podcast. Hey.
What? What? They don't hear it. Turn it up.
It's a podcast. Hey!
We desire to share our love, life, and legacy with the hopes that it inspires, compels, and challenges others. We're all about growth and leveling up. And that is what we aim to do. Now, something that we would like everyone to understand is that this podcast is based on our opinions, framed from our life's experiences and perspectives. This is not to say that we are right and you're wrong. This is merely to challenge and elevate our lives, your life, and the conversations that surround the topics we speak on. Welcome to the Love Life Legacy Podcast.
And without further ado,
let's get started. What up, y'all? Good to be back with you guys. Say what now?
Nothing. I was just breathing. I was about to say episode 68.
Back with another one. Episode
68.
Yeah. This has been a very, 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 very good journey thus far,
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure and an honor
to
and
have
a
me
privilege.
Here with you.
Oh, facts. Huh? You want me to give you a gunshot?
This podcast is all about me.
You want me to give you a gunshot?
No. Of course not.
Yes. It's such an honor and privilege and pleasure to have conversations with you guys. And you guys give us the opportunity to come into your, I'm going back in the day, eye gates
and ear gates.
Thank y'all for being with us.
Thank you.
And I think we have good topics and conversation that we're going to be talking about.
This episode is called Stop Playing With Me.
Oh, snap. Yes. Oh, say it again.
Stop Playing With Me. That's right. All these topics we bringing you guys today is about stop playing with me. That's right.
You think you hoard?
I'm bored. Yeah, stop playing with me.
Oh, Lord have mercy. And why is it titled that? What are we going to...
Because people be playing with us. That's right.
With us or just people in general?
Well, we with the people today.
Oh, we with the people.
Yeah.
Okay, so they be playing with all us.
Yeah.
Got it.
We got to let them know.
Stop playing
with us like that.
Okay.
That's right.
So what's the first thing we talking about, honey?
So the first thing that we're talking about... this one is an interesting one. So I posted a video on our Love Life Legacy Facebook group a little while ago, and it was talking about this lady was giving her story of that her late husband passed, and one of his friends that was a pallbearer at his funeral, you know, waited a few months, but then, you know, basically tried to holler at her. And I listened to it a few times, you know, before I posted it to the group. But I didn't see an issue with it, you know, as long as everything was clean when the brother was alive. But I do see how some people will have their reservations or even why she would have her reservations. So I did a little bit of digging online.
You didn't want me to play it?
Well, yeah, I want you to play it.
Okay.
I did a little digging online, and it's especially after the age of 50, it's a really common practice to, you know, for a widow or widower to marry someone either that they were friends with or close to, you know, afterwards. But let's check out this video.
Well, something else is never talked about is how the men of the friend of your spouse is the one who tries to holler at you when that man dies. When my late husband died, one of the pallbearers that I handpicked myself because my husband kept saying how close him and this person was, one of them tried to talk to me. One of the homeboys out of the military tried to talk to me. It was the craziest thing ever. Like, I didn't even know stuff like that was real. Like, my mom used to tell me stories and stuff like that, but I didn't even know something like that could happen to me. So this is why I be daring people to play with me. I still got the receipts. He texted me one day just to check. It was the same messages he always sent. Hello, just checking in on you in London. I'm like, yeah, we good. I'm just leaving therapy. I'm feeling better, kind of getting back to myself now. He's like, well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm like, all right, cool. Are you good? Yeah, I'm good too. All right, well, you know, I always just check on y'all because I know y'all lost a friend too. Yeah, I know, whatever. Well, I'm finna get back to work. That's normally how the text messages go. After I send that, he texts back. And he's like, I'm not rushing you or nothing like that. But when you start to heal up and you start looking to date, I was hoping that you would give me a chance. This was the kicker. He told me, I feel like your husband would want you to be with somebody who he knew. Who he knew would take care of you and his little girl. You can
cut it right there. So, for me, and it could be my church background, but I thought that was legit. Especially, you know, from the Bible days and how they used to do that.
That is from Leviticus, if I'm not mistaken.
But now how you say the word again? Leveret?
We just pronounced it. I know.
It's something called leveret marriage. It's spelled L-E-V-I-R-A-T-E.
Leverett.
Leverett. I did have it right, job. Right? And it is when, you know, if a brother loses his brother, whatever, and he had to marry the wife to right. keep it in the family and make sure that she's taken care of. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's my Christian background that is like taking over there. What do you feel about it?
I get it. Uh-huh. I get why. I guess because we share the same background, I get why it would be acceptable, but it's weird.
Like, because it's you just, think somebody been watching
exactly. The whole time? It's like you've been attracted to me this whole time, because there's no way out of the blue did this attraction just start.
And well, it's off the market,
of course. But that means that you've been looking at me like that for this entire time. So,
but is that a bad thing though? If you see that she's a good wife, she takes care, you know, she's, you know, take, you know, all those things, is that wrong?
Flip it. What if it's the guy?
I told you when we was in church a long time ago who you was going to marry.
First of all,
I had it picked out.
Stop playing with me.
Something's going to happen. He know who I talk about.
Never. Never.
What I'm saying was, even back then I had a, you know, understanding, hey, if I'm not here.
You only said that because, number one, you know she wasn't my type.
That's not true.
No, that is true. And you know she been eat up.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving on. I'm walking out.
We ain't saying no names.
Okay.
We know who we talking about.
We know who we talking
about.
But
we ain't saying no names. You know she ain't been my type.
I gotta go.
So
it's not about that. So let me
get a question.
A home for our children.
All right. let's put a celebrity in our situation.
Okay.
All right. So it's Janae Aiko.
She's our church sister.
And she is, you know, in that situation.
Okay.
Would you say, if I die, I want you to marry her?
Yeah, I wouldn't be here.
But babe, come on. You're trying to save face.
No,
you
I'm
only
not.
Said that because you know that girl
babe,
wasn't my type.
Babe, that's not what I'm saying.
So
that's,
what are you saying?
No, I wasn't looking at it if she was your type or not. I was thinking about my kids, the security of our home. I was thinking about other things. I wasn't thinking about your type. I was thinking about...
Wow, that's very selfish.
That's not. I'm thinking about if something was to happen to me, what would cause the least disruption to my children and all of that. That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, okay. So it don't matter if she looked like Shanae, as long as your home is being taken care of.
Wait, the fact that you said Shanae crazy.
You want me to still marry her? That was because
I'm thinking about the overall family.
I got it. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I was thinking about the overall family.
So, Shanae's in the spot. Okay.
Janae Aiko.
No. Let me just follow the other one. Shanae's in the spot.
Shanae's in the spot.
So you were telling me.
I'm telling you.
That you would rather me marry Shanae so our family's not disrupted, regardless of her looking like Shanae. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Babe, answer the question.
That was what I was telling you.
That is wild.
But I didn't see that person as looking like Shanae through
that
my
is
eyes.
Wild.
Through these holy eyes, I did not see that.
That is wild to me. That you would allow your husband to marry some Shanae.
It's not no darn Shanae.
I'm just saying, bro.
Crazy.
First of all,
Shanae is Martin, and that's not her.
Yeah, but we're talking about the character. You keep it in character, honey.
Okay.
You would let me marry Shanene?
If it keeps my kids together.
That's great. That is insane. I would
Everybody
never.
Everybody look alike with the lights off.
Nah, because once I got that image in my head, lights off, that's all I see.
That's all you see?
That's all I see. No.
Well, all I'm saying is that I get what the brothers was trying
no,
to
no.
do.
No, no, and I do
also
too.
Get
I
the reservations too. Of why she would be uncomfortable.
Yeah, of course, because well. that brings up other questions. And you know how analytical that people could be sometimes, and I could see her analytical brain stepping in and be like, yo, hold on, pause. Like, you were looking at me like that this whole time while
but
y'all
would
were, while we were celebrating our anniversary and you were at our anniversary dinner, while we invited you over to the cookout, while we invited you over to our kid's birthday party and you brought your lady friend, but the whole time you was watching me like it's a whole
think,
lot of
I don't think it's about that though. I don't think that somebody had to have been watching you the whole time all to right. acknowledge that you are a decent wife, that you are decently pretty. I don't think somebody has to watch you. I think that's something that they could acknowledge and kept going.
Let's keep this objective, okay. All right? Put me in that situation and I'm the friend.
Okay.
Me, as Jonathan Singleton,
yeah.
would not marry my homeboy's wife.
You wouldn't? So if I was your homeboy's wife and I was available, you would marry me?
But I couldn't bring myself to do it. Even if you checked a bunch of boxes and I saw you operate as a wife and you did all, it's a code in me.
Would you have sex with me?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't.
Would you come make sure that the house is good?
I would make sure that you good because I would be honoring my homeboy.
But you wouldn't marry me.
No,
I'm offended.
That is insane.
I'm offended.
Stop
playing with me.
So the offense you feel is how I felt when you told me you married Shanene.
Babe.
That's the same thing. Nope.
The children.
Nope. That's the same thing. Don't play with me. Stop playing with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have a homeboy.
Baby, I know that.
So.
On purpose.
For me.
Okay. On purpose.
I don't think I would ever marry a friend of yours. Because you don't have friends like that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, yeah, I just can't. But I do know that, just like one of the statistics that I saw, that people younger, I think, than 40 that are widowed or widower remarry in 2 years. I would remarry.
Of course. Me and you have those conversations.
But you say you won't remarry.
Okay, so this is why I say that. And I would urge anybody that's listening to this, especially if you're married, these are conversations that you really need to have. We always talk about bringing all conversations on the table in an untimely demise or even in a timely demise because anything happens. You need to know how you can honor your partner's wishes after
really
they're
about
gone.
The partner, though,
no, it
at
is.
That point?
No, no. But I'm saying, okay. It is, though. I would still want you to be happy. After I'm gone.
But I would feel as though whoever I marry you would talk trash about in the other room.
Probably so.
Like, nah, she married this fool.
Pop up while your boy's sleeping and standing in the corner.
I can definitely see that happening. Yeah. I think I would
play with the lights.
I think I would subconsciously hear you talking trash.
Turn the heat up on the thermostat.
Especially if he can't fix something the way you
oh,
would.
Oh man.
Like Jonathan
all day
is
long.
Having a fit right now.
But I would urge everybody to have those conversations. We have it all the time, just in case.
We don't have it all the time.
But well, we have conversations like this all the time. We do.
About that?
About life decisions and choices, honey.
Okay.
You know, it's almost like going over the estate or going over the will or the going over the trust, whatever it is. We just have to have those conversations. So
I understand.
I said, back to me saying, I don't think that I will get married. I said that because I understand how hard it is to be married to me. And I'm no fool. I understand it. And
I didn't hear you. Can you say it again?
I understand. Babe, you ain't got to move it closer. I understand.
You understand
how hard it is.
How hard it is
to be married.
To be married
to Jonathan Singleton.
To Jonathan Singleton.
I even ended with a gunshot.
You understand how hard it is.
I said that.
Okay.
It is very tough. Just, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
The standard that I have is just it's tough. It's high, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I don't think I would meet another woman in my lifetime that would put up with it like you. You are a rare breed.
I'm a rare breed.
You are rare, and I don't know if there's anybody. I'm pretty sure they exist, but I don't know if I would meet them in my lifetime. And on top of that, we got married young.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I want to invest that time again, because I have given all that I can give to this marriage.
Like John Legend?
I had to hear it for a second. I don't know if I would be able to, because I've given all. Maybe I would be able to, but I can't fathom that right now.
You'd be able to if you had to.
And also to add on to those two points, the last point is, I don't know how not to be married, so I probably would try to seek to be married. But the other two points would cancel out the third one. I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
Well, for me, I only know marriage.
That's all I know.
So I would probably marry pretty quickly.
True.
It's just certain things I just not gonna do as a woman.
I would say that it would be tough for you.
Oh, definitely.
Because
you give me the life that's up here.
I do a lot.
You do.
I do a lot. And you how these, I hear a lot of these new single women talking about their soft pink life. That's, they label everything. Soft and pink. Whatever. You have lived in, as far as you doing things or having to do things, mm-hmm. you've kind of lived there for a long time. Mm-hmm. I take care of a lot.
You do.
And I'm not saying a man couldn't, that you would remarry. It would just look differently. And I could see you possibly having to take care of things more than what you're used to.
Then I would just have to get several husbands.
Dang.
Why you say that? But getting back to the point, that lady was like, stop playing with her, man. You know, she didn't like it. She wasn't comfortable with her husband's best friend. And it seemed like it was two different guys.
Yeah, it was two different guys.
That was really having some form of interest with her. But I just thought their intentions could have been pure. I'm not saying that, you know, they made it and look at her the wrong way. But I do get it, though.
From a biblical perspective, I get we it. Understand but it. But from outside looking and in,
I can see how that's uncomfortable.
Weird, like really?
It does.
I wouldn't.
But would she felt that way if she had an attraction to them? You know, maybe they just not her type. But if they were her type, would then, you know, her eyes been different? You know, she didn't seem like she had
a valid point.
I know.
A question, rather.
You know, if he had a rich best friend that was single and, you know, that had would the situations change, you
that's
know?
That's a valid
because
question.
Us women, you know, we long to be taken care of or to have that type of support, you know, and how the market seems like it is out here these days, it's hard to come across good men.
I don't know. Okay. How soon would you step out after, God forbid if I pass, how soon would you step back out there? And
I don't know because I got to detect, but I mean, I would probably, I don't know. Well, if I'm thinking of it the way I'm thinking of it now, I would probably marry quick.
I think so because you go out places and you mingle and you interact. For me,
but I don't know.
I don't go anywhere.
You don't need to.
So I don't. Well, babe. What I'm saying is, I don't think that I would be in a place to meet women.
Babe, as soon as they post my obituary online, your DMs.
That is insane.
As soon as not even the obituary ain't even been printed yet. As soon as word got out that Eva passed away, boom, 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 in your DM.
That's insane.
People will want to make you a pie. Come over.
That's insane.
Do you need help with the girls' hair?
No.
Pick up after school.
I got older girls to be able to do the, mm-hmm. and, yeah, the youngest.
So you ain't got to go nowhere.
Yeah, I hear you. I doubt it. But, yeah, let's hope we'll never have to see that.
I know. Let's hope so. Yeah. But the lady was like, stop playing with me. So that's all I have for that one. You have anything else for
that one? No, it's just weird. It's just
okay,
weird.
For the second one, stop playing with me. So one of our friends made a post about a week ago.
I thought you were going to read it.
Oh, you want me to read the post?
No, I thought you had it to read it,
babe. I have
it
up. I took a screenshot.
Okay.
One of our friends had made a... Okay. My phone's being different.
No, it's not.
Made a post about a week ago. She said, an ex from 2 years ago texted me randomly about wanting to take me out so we can talk. Mm-hmm. I sent him my Cash App, told him I wasted enough time years ago, and he's going to have to pay me for my time. He said, really? I said, that's exactly what I said 2 years ago when the girlfriend he was lying about called me. And just like that, haven't heard from him. The coward that didn't have a word to say 2 years ago suddenly wants to talk. I'm good. He now want me when I genuinely wanted him. Now it's going to cost him. So I saw this post. I love this post.
All you gotta do is move the light over a little bit. Yeah, you see how it's resting on the light?
Yeah. But
maybe you're moving the microphone. I know. It's that okay. Girl is.
Because I don't want to move it.
You a doctor, innit?
I am. Not light moving. But what I really did like this post because, you know, when you give people your time and your energy, I think it's only right for you to set up boundaries to find out if they're really genuine or not.
Okay. So let me go and break it down.
Okay.
So they were talking.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got a little serious, I guess.
I guess. Mm-hmm.
And then his girlfriend popped out.
Yep, because he was lying about having a girlfriend. The girl called her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then they stopped talking.
Yep.
And then he texted out the blue.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, all right, that's fine, but you have to pay me for my time.
That's right.
Let me help you out so you ain't got to do all that. All right. And then after she said that, he said, or she didn't hear from him anymore.
Mm-hmm. He said, have you not thought about me?
Okay.
And then she said a bunch of stuff. And he said, I want a face-to-face talk, no BS. But he didn't want to send her any money.
He didn't want to send no money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it now.
Yeah, for me, I liked it. I think that when we have to tread lightly with people from our past who have not always been authentic with us. And I'm not saying he had to send her a whole bag. How much money is a bag these days?
The bags are different, and I'm not in the streets, so I don't know. I don't know.
Well, somebody, one of our friends on the post, they ain't meant to be no $40 either. But if you're serious and you're trying to get back in good graces, it's no different than, you know, showing up with, you know, bouquets of roses, which cost money if you really spend money on flowers. Mm-hmm. You know, coming with a gift and something of that nature. So her asking for it to be compensated for the time she wasted and, you know, to see where he's at, to be serious about, am I going to give you time again? You know, I just thought that was a legitimate request because someone, in my opinion, who has, you know, who has been in a wrong and, you know, who has lied. And if you're serious, I think that you should pay some form of recompense for your actions just to prove you're sincere.
Mm.
And in that way, you know, being that to my knowledge, he didn't send any money. He didn't make any gestures about any gifts. And again, I didn't follow up the conversation, but it just showed that he probably was about games again.
Right. I get it. At first, I think I had missed the part that the girlfriend had popped out after they were talking before. Because I was like, well, why would you want to charge him for? Like, that's just y'all are two adults and y'all time is equally valuable. Like, why would you charge him? This is me missing the girlfriend part.
Yeah.
After I heard the girlfriend part I was like, oh, I get why she would require some type of security deposit. Right. It's a security deposit.
Yeah, stop playing
It is. It's like, you know, when you go and you rent when you try to rent an apartment, they make you give a security deposit first and last because you have to show because
they don't trust you
how much that you want the apartment, that your trustworthiness is worth a figure.
That's right.
Because we don't know you from a can of paint.
Sure don't.
And we need to know that you're going to pay us every month. Yeah. So if you have this, then we trust every month after this, we good. So I could see her attitude kind of being like the rental agency. Like, yeah. Yo, you just got to put a deposit down.
Yeah.
Because when we tried this before, I got shafted. And I was left in debt.
That's right.
Right? So to be recompensed for that debt, we are so churchy.
Yeah, I know, right?
For that debt, you got to put a deposit down.
Stop playing with my friend.
Because I didn't charge you the first time.
That's right. And I gave of you freely when you was, you know, being conniving.
Right.
You know, you had a whole girlfriend wasting my time and energy.
Right.
And the fact is that, you know, it didn't seem like he was willing to pay for that time. Then you ain't about nothing.
Right.
And he's an android.
Get out my face. I'm gonna do you again.
Okay. I'm just teasing. But, you know, it's just... You know, people can't be playing with people, you know, and then want to pop up when you want to pop up. You know, people have real feelings, real time, and real energy, you know, in relationships.
Right.
And it's already hard enough to find sincere people. So all I'm saying is, if you were really sincere because you did cause some hurt, then you should have came up with something.
I get it. And that's why I use the rental
I like that analogy. You know, not like he ain't renting my friend, but you know, you need to pay something.
But the deposit is the part of the analogy I wanted to actually
put.
Okay, let's not say renting. Down payment for a house.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's you have to show your trustworthiness because my time is my greatest asset.
Or it's just show in general that you ain't playing no games no more.
Right.
Like, I really want
Well, that's
to.
What a down and payment
because,
shows.
That's true. And because I really want you this time and I understand I messed up before, you know, here's such and such.
Exactly.
You know, because I'm for real. But right. You ain't been for real.
Right.
You know, and then when I was thinking about that, because when I had tag you in the post that I wanted to talk about that on the podcast, I feel like, you know, I'm not saying it has to be with money every time, but I do feel like some guys, you know, some ladies allow men to come in and out of their life without having to, you know, I guess set up some form of standard.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes perfect sense.
You know, and I'm not saying that, you know, I don't know my friend's relationship status right now. And I'm not saying that it's hard. I mean, I'm not saying that it's easy to do every time. Probably hard to do, especially when you're looking for love and you want relationships and you want somebody to, you know, you want somebody that wants you.
Exactly.
You know, it's probably as hard to turn down somebody showing you some interest or whatever.
Right.
But I just appreciate her having that standards. Like, no, you played with me. You fooled me once.
Mm.
How it go? Because I'm about to mess it up.
Fool
like,
fool me once. Shame on you. Me.
No,
you fooled me twice.
Shame on me.
You fool me, can't be fooled again.
Something like that. But yeah, so it's like, yeah, and then you know, having that type of boundaries.
Bush was crazy.
I know, right? He was trying to get it.
He was trying to get it.
But yes, but you know, having those types of boundaries, I think us as women that are serious about protecting our time, protecting our energy,
yeah,
and things like that. I mean, I'm not saying that on your first date you requiring deposits and stuff. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, because I want nobody to go overboard. Yeah.
We ain't talking about tricking off.
Yeah.
That's something different.
I need to say tricking off.
Well, that's what it is.
Okay.
But I mean,
we're not talking about that.
No, we're not talking about that.
You are a genuinely give of your time to somebody. They played a game with you, and now if they are sincere about getting back in your good graces,
and to your point, to piggyback off you, what you said. It's the standard that we are championing.
Yeah.
She held a standard. In a day and time where the standard literally is in hell.
Yeah, because he ain't been used to that.
He's not. You're right. It's almost obliterated. There's no standard. So when we see a woman that holds the power in her hands to now enact a standard and require of that man, we...
That's right.
Hey, kudos, salute, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for maintaining a standard and honoring yourself enough for you to know that I'm not going to go down that path again. Fool me once, shame on me.
Fool me twice, shame on...
Fool me, can't be fooled. But that's what we're celebrating. So
yeah.
Shout out to our friend, our sis. You know who you are.
Because that girl say, stop playing with me.
Yeah, facts, man. Facts.
That's right. And then
big kudos.
Then for the next video, I posted a while ago in our.
Am I supposed to be playing this?
Yeah, you're supposed to be playing this. The next video, it is.
You show a picture or a video?
Oh, we can do this one.
No. Which one you want me to get?
We on it now. Let's go ahead and talk about this one.
I got to put it on the screen.
Oh, I thought that's what I was saying. It's not on the screen. Okay, so this lady, this is a picture right here he's about to pull up.
Wrong one.
Okay, this lady, this one tripped me out so bad. There could be a lot going on here, right? So she was saying in the picture, can you make it bigger so I can read it off the screen?
Oh, I just go to it.
She said, decided to take myself out for Valentine's solo vacation, self-love. And then vacation. You see vacation, what I say?
Vocation.
Old stuff. And you see somebody foot in the background. One of my friends on the podcast was like, that's probably her prosthetic leg. We was coming up with all kind of excuse for her. Or she could have went on a solo trip, you know, met somebody out there. Like
that's,
Stella,
that's what y'all. That's
had
what y'all
got her groove back. But that girl, that stop playing with me. She can go on her solo trip.
That's what y'all saying.
And have a foot in the background.
Babe, the foot is clearly in the background.
Yeah, because she left her leg on the bed.
Oh, so she's standing up flamingo style right
pretty
now.
Pretty much.
That with the hand up, throwing her balance off. Her balance that her balance that good?
She probably got two of them. You know, she probably got a one for the shower because she was in the shower.
That's crazy.
And she got one on the bed.
Or
they could have fly separately. Still solo, right?
No, let me take that off. So what I don't like, let me lean back. It is sometimes, I don't understand the need for.
To post all your business?
For what I see some women do.
Okay.
To just feel like you got to flex all the time. It's self-validating.
It could, yeah.
Right? And I guess I don't get. Matter of fact, I just take it off of a gender. I don't get why people feel like they have to be validated through social media. Well, I can't say that because we do that.
Yeah.
I just heard it.
This podcast.
Yeah, I just heard it. Let me shut up. I don't like that.
Why you don't like that?
Because you're lying. You're lying.
Man, we don't know if she's lying.
That is
I told you, that could have been an extra leg.
So let me, all right, prosthetics are good, but they ain't that good. That ain't an extra leg. That
she
is a
went on the solo
human
trip,
foot.
And she could have had a hookup. Stella got a groove back was a real thing, I think.
But why you say solo?
Because she went there solo. When she left home, she packed her bag. Nobody was going with her.
Got what you're saying now.
But she went on vacation. She
I got
probably
what you're saying.
Met a bae. Or maybe she had somebody already over there. I'm not sure what
I got
happened.
What you're saying.
But them boys say she ain't been solo.
She ain't been solo, bro. She was not solo. It.
We don't know if she was solo.
She got it in.
That girl said, stop playing with me. That girl can go on her solo trip for her Valentine's Day. She could have, if she wanted to hide, she could have crop out that leg.
I just feel bad that she got to go anywhere solo for Valentine's Day. So poor baby.
Really?
Oh.
She can champion that because she had a good time by herself.
If I was solo, I wouldn't celebrate Valentine's Day if I was her. I wouldn't. I mean, just
a man.
Out of shit. No, if I was her, I wouldn't be celebrated. I would treat it like it's any other day. It's a day of love, and I show self love every day. I take care of myself.
Well,
I groom myself.
Love you every
I treat
day.
Myself right.
So why we need to do Valentine's Day?
But you showing love and appreciation to the other person.
But we do this. We show love every day.
I mean, that's true, but that's like a special day. That
so that's
to.
A special day for her to go solo.
We
trip.
Keep talking. I'm gonna stop celebrating it because it's a man-made day. You keep on digging a hole.
I doubt that.
Why?
Because you like giving gifts and exchanging gifts.
Yeah, if we do it randomly throughout the year, why not? Why focus on one day?
Because you like it.
So I do it because I like it.
We do it because you like it.
So if I were to say we're not doing Valentine's Day anymore, mm-hmm. you're telling me that we would stop.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
Are you serious?
Because you wouldn't stop it.
No. I'm so if I say
you wouldn't be sincere.
Me, Jonathan Singleton.
You wouldn't be sincere.
Babe, stop. Go with it. If I'm saying
if I say
I don't want to do it no more.
Uh-huh.
It's a waste of time, it's a waste of money. Bah 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 bah.
Our kids will laugh at you. You know the thing with them people will laugh at you.
Them people.
Them people will laugh if you say that.
That's crazy.
You love gifts. That's one of your love languages.
And it is.
So
it is.
It's hard for anybody to think that you would really say. And then think about it. Valentine's Day this year for us was really busy.
It was.
Right? You know? So we did what we could on the 14th. And then I was like, for our dinner party, I said, can we just eat dinner tomorrow? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Valentine, because I get love and gifts all day long. Last podcast, we what, episode 67 or maybe it was 66?
67.
I asked you for the mini stepper.
I think that was 66, yeah, I think.
And then it was in the mail. I mean, it came the
few days.
I get gifts all the time. Yep. So now a day for you to celebrate and just another reason for us to celebrate each other. I mean, you ain't canceling that.
I hear you, but I think I want to try it.
Then we should also not do Christmas, because I always say every year we shouldn't do Christmas.
I love Christmas, though.
But we give gifts
all year. I don't love Valentine's
Day. We give gifts all year round.
Yeah, but you can't step on my love for Christmas. I love, like, just the feel.
We can do all of that except for the gifts.
Nah, I'm good. I like it too much, mm-hmm. man.
Okay, and so then the last video that was posted in the podcast group. So this one was...
it was in the group?
Yes. You had to go down. You know, you...
This one?
Nope, keep going. It says 856 Entertainment. Keep going.
Jesus Christ.
Keep going. It's coming up soon.
Right here.
Okay, so in this one, y'all ladies got to stop playing with families, man. And stop playing with not y'all, but the people in this video. Wait, baby.
You have to introduce the video, let the video play, okay. Then talk about
it. I'm going to introduce the video.
All right.
Okay, in this video.
Because you about to break it. You did that the first time.
I'm sorry. In this video, it's this guy that's interviewing women and asking them if... how do I want to say it? So basically,
about
child support. It was would you have a baby by a man that has money and he gives you child support, or have a baby by a man that is broke but will be there for the child? And these ladies are saying child support. Can we see the video?
Yes, ma'am, we can. This is a crazy video, bro.
Financially stable but won't be in the child's life, or with a broke man who will be present in the child's life.
Am I getting child support? I take the financially stable. They're financially.
Child support! Financially stable!
Give me the one that's not in the child's life. We good. We got the money. We good.
He can pay the bills and help take care of them. Okay. They don't gotta be there.
You'd rather have a child with a man.
I know he did not interview every woman that said that. I am confident in some of us that actually would want, or actually said, I don't want to have a baby by either, you know, or I would prefer to have a man that is financially stable and in my child's life. I don't believe that those have to be the only options, you know. I know that some women did not say that. I know this clip was put together to draw a reaction, but the reality is that these young ladies, I think they were sincere in their reply.
It's sad. It's so sad.
And you got to stop playing with these fathers. Stop playing with families.
It's sad.
Stop playing with these children.
The thing is, somebody raised them.
Dang.
Somebody.
That's a shot.
Give myself a shot?
That's a blow.
Somebody raised them. I want to see and hear from who raised them. That would tell me a lot. And we in our parenting, we got to a place where we said that we can't be held solely responsible for what our children do. Like, they're going to get to a point where they make their own decisions. They're going to be their own person. But at the same time, we still have a level of influence in their life that we believe that we lay the groundwork and we plant enough that eventually it'll bloom, blossom, and grow. You shared a story with one of your good friends where she was wild and she went through her little rebellious and then she got it together. Like, the blooming happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I just still believe in laying foundational work as parents. Even if they go off, they're going to come back. Mm-hmm. Train up a child, right?
Right.
With that being said, if these girls are spewing that out, it have to had come from a place where a foundation wasn't laid. There is no way that you can say that confidently without even having like a hair of hesitation. Because if I saw like a hair of hesitation, I'm like, oh, that's that seed. Be like, I don't know if that's that seed. Or let me think about it. That's that seed, because you're warring. So if I saw you now responding in a place of rebellion where you're at, your place in your life, mm-hmm. that hesitation shows that you probably came from good stock. Mm-hmm. They said it with no hesitation, which points directly to the mama. I'm telling you something.
To the mama?
I'm telling you something. Because if you look at the rates, and I don't have them right now, but we've heard them.
Yeah.
Single parent households is a real thing, and the rates are high, right?
Yeah.
It's a real thing. So if these girls, 9 times out of 10, came from single parent households, what teaching did they mama teach them? What foundation really did she lay for them to confidently say on camera, give me the child support, me and my baby be fine?
I think
that's the standard for your life. That's acceptable. Bring it to you.
I just think
we got 4 girls.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. If I'm out of the picture because I died, because that's the only one would be gone. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me our daughters?
They would never say that.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. It's because of who it is pouring and investing in them.
So that's
it's
us.
Well, of course, us. But I took myself out because I passed, and I have poured into them up to my demise. But I'm trying to create a single parent scenario, even with you having the standard that you have. Our girls would never let that come out of their mouth at all, baby. You guys
know. I know. But I mean, even if we didn't stay married and we were separated, I don't think that they would have that, because they would have understood the value of a relationship with a father regardless. So I don't think that. I don't know. It's just sad, you know.
It is very sad. If you're ahead. Trying to collect your thoughts, I can keep going.
No, I got my thoughts.
Okay,
together.
Go ahead. Because I got something else.
The idea of child support. You got something else, then go ahead.
Okay, so this even goes to the conversation that we had in the car when you showed me something on your Facebook feed. Mm. No names given.
No names given.
Who I'm talking about.
I do.
And I said this on one of, I think it was Millennial Parents, Are You Okay? Part 2. Can't remember the episode number. But I said distinctly that, you know, we make the mistakes. We make the mistake with making our children our friend.
Yeah.
The standard, like, is gone. There is no separation of, quote unquote, church and state. You are not equipped, and I know it sounds harsh, you are not equipped with the tools that is necessary to give that young girl the right foundation that can carry her in life, that will show that she has her ish together. Because you ain't got it together. You just pass all that not together stuff down to your daughter, and now she doesn't have it together. And that's the example of that we get with a young lady clubbing, saying that she will prefer the child support. Come on, bro. What are we doing? I don't understand. And this sounds.
Can you give another example?
Very judgmental. You want me to give another example? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was the only one I had. You kind of threw me out there.
Okay.
You want me to try to find one?
No, it's okay. I could go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
So when it comes to the whole child support thing.
Put me out there like that.
I'm sorry. When it comes to the whole child support thing, I mean, financially stable is first very subjective. You know, financially stable for one person doesn't mean it's financially stable for another, right? Mm. And the idea is that how many kids does this guy already have, being that he's financially stable?
Give me the mic right there.
Because his child support is only going to be a certain percentage, how the state's calculated. What if you only end up with $25 a week? Mm-hmm. What if you end up with $50 a week?
You know that's not what they...
I know, that's not what they're thinking.
No, that's not what
they're thinking. But what I'm saying is that the reality of child support is literally not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When I look at our household and how our household run, honey, if you're not giving your whole check, our kids wouldn't have the life that they literally have. You know, so it's just the mindset that, you know, somebody giving you money and how money is, you know... Money is important. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I'm not saying that money is not important. But money is not replaceable when it comes to the people in our lives. And the sad that the child is not being considered.
Yeah.
You know how
many child people, is never considered.
Yeah. You know how many
people. I want this baby.
Yeah.
So you're so selfish.
You know how many people that go on these paternity courts and, you know, that our age and older still trying to find who their father is.
It's crazy.
Or still crying about, you know, their father not being there for them and things like that.
It's insane.
Well, if they were, if their mama said, just give me the child support, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, do you even consider the child?
No. Everything is about you.
You know, and it's like, she was, the girl in the video was like, oh, we'll be okay, just give me the money. Like, no, is when is okay is just okay. Like, mm-hmm. well, being okay is enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we bring these little people in the world, we got to be prepared to give them the best, the very best. Mm-hmm. You know, understanding that, you know, I'm not saying life doesn't happen because life does happen. And life happens to us all, but whether we're in a single household or a married household.
The best is subjective. You can't give them any best
when you start in a hole.
Exactly. And you start in a deficit.
You start intentionally.
Intentionally.
You know what I'm saying? And then, but then I'm happy that that was just a scenario. And I hope that they really don't live that out. Babe, why you made that face? I hope that they don't live that out.
I got you. Let's keep it there.
Let's keep it there.
I hope that they don't live it out. I hope that they don't live that out. I just feel differently.
You just feel differently?
I feel like they already...
Because I don't think anybody... The reason why I said that is because... And now this is just me. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody that's actually already have a child,
mm-hmm.
right? Or have multiple children and already getting child support. Normal people. I'm not talking about celebrities getting child support and all of that. I'm talking about normal people. I think you already know what the struggle feels like, so you wouldn't be on there saying more child support. You get what I'm saying?
I got what you're saying.
I'm hoping that they're saying. Just looking at the world and hearing how people get child support and getting money, and they just don't have the lived experience to say, I want that.
You know, because
when I look at people in my life that only get child support, they want that child's father there.
Mm-hmm.
They would prefer to, you know, have that type of relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so that's why I'm saying I'm hoping that.
Well, we can remain optimistic. I just, whatever. The standard is a hell. I've said it multiple times. It just, and we get discouraged when we sound so archaic and out of touch and out of date is because the standard is so removed. But our out of date philosophy, our traditional values keeps us from sounding like that. I was about to say stupid, but keeps us from sounding like that.
Yeah.
And keeps us safe from having to deal with, I'd rather have the money or the support. I mean, or the money or the other parent in the life. Like, yeah. You always tell our kids, man, you deal with two parent issues all the time. What a privilege.
Yeah.
What a privilege. What an honor to respect that child enough to give her two parent situations where you have, you know, both parents trying to give an opinion for the interest of the child, and this it's a two parent situation that the child got to deal with. We dealt with it with one of our oldest with a dress, a prom dress, you know. And I had an opinion about getting a second dress because she already found one, and her mom stood on the other side. Well, we already got one; she don't need another dress. And I'm like, well, you always need a backup. So we're having this dialogue as our daughter is standing there. And what an honor for our daughter to have to deal with that type of dialogue.
Oh, you overspending?
Instead of, you know, you disrespecting that child and dishonoring that child by not considering that you need to watch the person that you pick and, you know, really consider that person may or may not be in the child's life and make the decision from there, best interest of the child. So I don't know. I'll stay traditional, archaic all day long because I'm thinking about them people.
That's right.
You know, we do it for them and it's all about them. So.
Yeah. So my whole point was that we got to stop playing with families.
In what way?
It's like, you know, like just having children haphazardly or having children just because you think you would get child support. It was a female comedian. I don't remember her name, but she just had a, I think she already had the baby, but she was pregnant by.
You talking about Jasmine.
Yeah, but who she had? Cam Newton. And she was doing like a comedy set, or maybe she was just talking, and she was like, well, you ain't had nobody with that type of money knock you up. And, you know, she was.
She said, I used to talk trash.
Yeah.
About these dudes. She said it very much, a lot more explicitly. And it wasn't until, you know, he came into my life. And I know y'all out there talking trash, as y'all were saying that, you know.
Is he baby number five?
Or yeah, are you talking carrying. Trash? Like saying, oh, you used to talk all this, and you used to talk trash about men. And that's when she said, well, you ain't never been knocked up by, you know, a multi-millionaire guy. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just different perspectives.
Different lived experiences. Different lived experiences. But stop playing with families.
Yeah.
Families are still the key and the nucleus to a healthy and functioning society.
Yeah.
The family is the nucleus. The family will always be the nucleus. It don't matter us trying to define or redefine certain things. The family unit will always be the nucleus for a functioning society. You don't have to be religious, but if you even believe or not believe, even if you have been exposed remotely to the beginning story of the Bible, the first thing that God created was the family unit. That was
after the sun.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize.
You mean in human form?
In human form.
But even those are families. But we're not going to go into the taxonomy of animals.
Thank you for correcting me.
And flowers and stuff.
And from a human perspective,
yeah,
the first thing that he did was create a family unit.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so even the last point that I wanted to make about the whole money aspect, there was reports that even like Nick Cannon couldn't make, like, you know, couldn't be president, I think, at a few of his kids' birthday parties or something about not being available. And some people would say, you know, he has all these shows and he have all that, and I get it. You know, I'm not always available, and I don't make half of what these people, not even a fraction of what these people make, but it's just not enough
What he did was selfish, though.
But I know, but there's not enough time in the day. So even if you have a lot of money, you still, you know, should be present. You know, money is good because we all need money to survive and live the life that we have. But it's nothing more valuable than the quality time that you can actually spend with people.
You're right. And I don't see him no different than the other guy that we saw at the news channel that had 20-something kids or something like that. Nick Cannon's money doesn't absolve him from his irresponsibility.
Yeah.
It's still irresponsible. I'm sorry. You don't have the time to be able to give all those kids. And what he has, what, 59?
Whatever number. I don't know.
You can't be shared across with all of those kids. Is it responsible? Because again, it's about the child.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, dude. With
the both of us, it don't seem like it's enough.
And
like,
we are all in the same house. They all came from both of us.
Yes.
And it's still
a lot.
A lot, right? And I can imagine adding 5 or 6 more on top of that. I.e. Nick Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
You can't
Back
do
in the
it.
Day, because my father is the oldest out of 15, and this life was different, how he would explain it.
Yeah.
You know, from back in the day. But these days and times and things like that, you know, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to deal with. So my last question, I told Jonathan I wanted to ask him an impromptu question while he was on the podcast, and he was like, ooh, I like impromptu.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what your answer to this one. So again, with the whole stop playing with me thing, right? So I want you to stop playing with me.
Girl, you about to.
No, but this is my question though. When it comes to like relationships, so we had Jayla. Well, I got pregnant with Jayla before we got married. I was a freshman in college, and I remember telling Jonathan that if I have this baby and we don't work out, that, you know, you would have to raise this child because I'm going to finish school and I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So do why you?
It took me back.
Took you back.
Yeah,
so My question is, you know, do you feel that being that I was that upfront in, you know, in your mind, cutthroat in saying that, do you think that that made you or add to you being responsible to know that, hey, if I really want this child to come into this world, that I have to be prepared to be the only parent?
Okay, I'll let you done. You done?
Oh, well, I can be done if you're ready to answer.
Keep going.
Or is that it wouldn't have mattered what I would have said. That would have been something that you wanted regardless. Because what I'm trying to get at is, you know, how do I want to word this? You know, that's my point. That's my point. That did me making that standard of what I wanted in a relationship, did that change or put into perspective your level of responsibility when it comes to bringing a child into the world?
The latter. Yeah, I was going to do it regardless. I kind of been a responsible young man up to that point of 17 years old. Kind of been a responsible young man. So that responsibility wasn't just going to automatically disappear because I made a decision to have unprotected sex and a child came out of it as something that I'm just have to be responsible for. So ultimately, I didn't need you to create that or set that standard for me to do what I was supposed to do anyways.
Okay, because my follow-up question would have been, do you feel as though if men had to take on a response? Because in most men's eyes, if a woman have a baby and it don't work out, he doesn't have the full-time responsibility of it.
That's not only most men's eyes, that's how the courts are even set up.
I get that. But do you think if men had to have more responsibility as because there was this soda machine analogy that I had like.
Okay.
It was like a cartoon thing. So this man and this woman was in court speaking to a judge. And the judge asked the woman, why should the baby be, go home with you? And she said, because I carried this baby for 9 months. I birthed this baby and the baby is mine. And the judge said, that's a good point. And then he asked the father, he said, you know, why should you have the baby? And he said, if I put my quarter in the soda machine and the Coke pops out, does the Coke belong to me or the machine? And the judge said, that's a really good point. So being that as the women, that we're only carrying these babies that are coming from, you know, y'all depositing it, do you feel as though that men would think differently if either the system or if women require them to take on the full responsibility if the relationship doesn't work?
I still think men will be irresponsible.
You still think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I still
think men would be irresponsible.
So you think ultimately men would just casually just take care of,
still release
and have to deal with every day all of their children?
I think so.
I actually thought that would probably sober some
because
men.
You would the whole setup of child support. Okay, I'm not gonna say that. The setup of child support was supposed to be like a dig to get men to stop. And the threat of jail on top of child support not paying it was supposed to be another dig to get men to just stop. But we have seen how many digs that were created to get men to stop. Men still in this present system have babies.
But they don't
and
have
they
to
keep
take care
having
of them.
Babe, if money ain't gonna make you stop, if jail ain't gonna make you stop, you taking care of that baby is not going to make you stop. Okay. I'm sorry. So to your point of asking me, just me being responsible and stepping up is something that I had to do regardless. So if the courts were to flip it now and make that a responsibility requirement to men, I don't think that would force them. I didn't need the court to force me. I was going to do that regardless. But you told
different.
Me I'm a red reed. And I have to accept that. But no, it wouldn't for most men. Unfortunately, it's sad. You know, like, bro, just stop. Put a condom on. I can't tell you as an adult to stop having sex, but you can have protected sex. You don't have to have unprotected sex, especially if you are not in a marriage or even a long-lasting committed relationship where y'all been together for years, even though marriage should be the ultimate goal. I would even accept the committed relationship. But you just out here and y'all say we go together and y'all acting like y'all married and y'all have children behind that. And one time, okay, I can even say look past two times. But we know guys, 3, 4, 5, 6, you on 7. What is wrong with you? And you okay with that?
What's so wrong? Okay. I just think that, you know, maybe they're trying different relationships and different people. But I just felt as though,
babe, I will always say that the leadership that men are required to carry, I will always revere that at the highest regard, right? Everything rises and falls. We say that all the time. And when it comes to a man's leadership, your first point of origin of what you're supposed to lead is yourself.
That's true.
You. You're your first hierarchy. Like, it's like you. And if I'm seeing you just constantly making the same decision that gets you the same outcome, that is pushing you back.
Maybe just take a little longer.
Brett, you gotta govern yourself better. That's all I'm saying. That I believe in second, third chances. Like, I'm not saying that you're not supposed to make mistakes. I'm talking about some men that constantly just keep and they're not self-correcting and they lack leadership and they lack governing and they lack the discipline that is necessary to say enough is enough. I have to stop. I don't know what to say for those guys, but I know a lot of them exist. And that's why I said that I can't speak for all men anymore. I would rather be the example of the type of man that I think is supposed to be exemplified in the world. And for men that are trying to get there and continue to figure this thing out and be the best versions of themselves and the best leaders that they possibly can be, those are the men that I would hope to hear my voice. And it's, I don't want to sound like I'm judging, but I'm coming from a place of experience and self-development. It's not me pointing the finger. I had to adjust. I had to self-correct. I had to do a Michael Jackson man in a mirror, like, it's evaluation. That's leadership. You see where you're going. You see it may not be where you're supposed to be going. You self-correct. After you self-correct, you continue to make some steps in that direction. And then while you're walking, you see that maybe there are some bumps along that trail. So what do you do again? Correct. You self-correct. You continue to do that until you are walking on a smooth surface, right? Because even on that surface, there are going to be other hurdles that may come. Ones that you have now governed yourself enough that you aren't creating. The world is putting there. But because you have governed yourself up to this point, you know now how to get over those hurdles. That's leadership. And a man that can't do that, it's hard for me to respect him. Because it's supposed to rest on you. I know we want to blame women, and I get it, but we're the seed givers.
That's right.
So you can't be out here saying that she controls access to her body. She controls if she wants to have that baby. You're giving her the baby.
You put the quarter in the soda machine. Yeah.
Why didn't you keep your quarter in your pocket? Dang. You didn't have to put it in there. You chose to do it. Everything rises and falls on leadership, man. And if I see a man that's lacking that, he needs to evaluate, look in the mirror, have your Michael Jackson moment.
That's right.
That's really all. Adding celebrity to my tangent.
That was good, honey.
It's just, God, do better. Do better. Okay. You know, you don't need a court. A court shouldn't have to tell you that. Just like I said, I didn't need you to set that standard. I didn't need the court to say, well, you're going to have to. No, I made the decision. I got to step up. That's my job. That's my responsibility. Man, you should have that in you. And if you lack that, then you got to go in the mirror. That's all I'm saying.
Because when I was thinking about, and you can start the exit. When I was thinking about that conversation, I was like, at your young age, that didn't scare you away. Mm-mm. You know?
Step up.
So I appreciate you.
Do what you gotta do, man. Man. I don't know, bro.
So stop playing with me.
Stop playing with me.
Several different scenarios where people want.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
Stop playing.
Yeah.
Stop. I would say because it's very pause worthy. But I would say, man, stop playing with yourself. But that's a very pause worthy statement.
Yeah, we don't want to say that. Let's get started. But yeah, good conversation.
Good conversation. Always good conversation. I love conversing with you. You know, we've been conversing for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like 22, 23 years.
You tired of conversing with me?
No.
We got more to talk about. Better be. Well, we got to go. Our daughter got to get picked up.
I know.
We appreciate y'all time. We appreciate y'all following this conversation. We appreciate even being able to have this conversation with y'all.
Yes.
Until next time. From us to y'all, peace.